From NPR Music, you're connected to All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan. So it was late one night. I'd been making some music, and I needed a break. I turned on the TV and saw two awfully nerdy guys with not quite British accents in a surreal, silly sitcom. Then they broke into a song, and I had to know more. The show is called Flight of the Conchords. It's also the name of the New Zealand band that the show revolves around. And the song's called If You're Not Into It.
If you want me to, I can hang around with you. If I only knew, that's what you're into.
You and him, him and you. If that's what you're into, him hanging round, around you, you're hanging round, yeah, you're there too.
And if you want me to, I will take off all my clothes for you. I'll take off all my clothes for you, if that's what you're into.
How about him in the nude, if that's what you're into? In the nude in front of you, is that what you'd want to view?
If it's cool with you, I'll let you get naked too. It could be a dream come true, providing that's what you are into.
Is that what you're into? Him and you in the nude, that's what he's prepared to do. Is that the kind of thing that you think you might be into?
And then maybe later, we'll get hot by the refrigerator, in the kitchen next to the pantry. You think that might be what you fancy?
In the buff, being rude, doing stuff with the food, getting lewd with his food. We heard that's what you are into.
And then on our next date, well, you could bring your roommate. I don't know if Stu is keen to, but if you want, we could double team you.
How about you and two dudes, him, you, and Stu, in the nude, being lewd with two dudes with food? Well, that's if Stu's into it too.
All the things I do for you, if I only knew, that's what you're into.
Two guys from New Zealand, Brett McKenzie, Jermaine Clement. Their band since 1998 has been called Flight of the Conchords. They've done Outback Steakhouse commercials and a radio series on BBC Two. Now they have their own show on HBO, and it's very silly. They're working on a full-length CD. The song we heard, If You're Not Into It, is from a five-song EP called The Distant Future. A CD, actually four CDs, cropped up on my desk. It had a curious name, Labrador 100, A Complete History of Popular Music. As I listened to the songs, they had something in common. They were mostly three-minute pop tunes, often about sunshine, and sung in English, with an accent I couldn't quite nail, and all the tunes I'd never heard of. It turns out that the Swedish label Labrador is 10 years old, and they're celebrating the release of their 100th song. Here's a good example of what's in store on this collection. The band's called Sambassadeur, and this song's called New Moon.
Step ahead in my mind, and that's the
Sambassadeur, and the song was New Moon. It's one of 100 songs on a new 4-CD set of Swedish pop tunes called The Labrador 100. The real Tuesday Weld is actually musician Stephen Coates and friends, not the actress that was in the movie Rock, 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 or in the Alfred Hitchcock films. We last played The Real Tuesday Weld a few years ago with a brilliant mix of electronica and sounds reminiscent of 1920s and 30s jazz. There's also some great songwriting and storytelling. Give a listen to this from the CD The London Book of the Dead. The song's called Ruth, Roses, and Revolvers. Stephen Coates is the London artist known as The Real Tuesday Weld. The new CD is called The London Book of the Dead, and it comes out at the end of August. You can drop the laser beam on just about any track on our next CD, and it's guaranteed to put a smile on. Antoine Dominique, better known to us as Fats Domino, sold more records than just about anyone, except maybe Elvis Presley in the 1950s. He had 29 top 10 R&B hits, and this is the first of them. From 1949, one of the first rock and roll hits before they really ever called it rock and roll, this song's called The Fat Man. That's Domino, recorded in 1949 with Dave Bartholomew, his partner, for all those great hits to come, including Blueberry Hill, Ain't That a Shame, I'm Walkin'. The new collection of Fats Domino songs is called Greatest Hits, Walkin' to New Orleans. You're connected to All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan. I've been hosting this show since creating it 7 years ago. This week marks the start of doing it full-time. After directing All Things Considered for the past 18 years, over the years I've hardly acknowledged the wonderfully heartfelt email I received. You write and tell me how the concert series gets you through the day, or how some new band reconnected you with music again, or how much money you're spending on CDs now. An email came in a few weeks ago from Melitza. Melitza wrote to tell me how much she and her boyfriend look forward to the next podcast, but she also told me that her boyfriend has been sacrificing his comfortable life with his obviously very dear girlfriend to do volunteer work all over the world. And I say obviously very nice girlfriend because she asked ever so sweetly if, for her boyfriend's 25th birthday, while he's traipsing the other side of the globe, I'd wish him well. Well, Jason, you're a very lucky guy, and here's to you from Melitza and from All Songs Considered. Happy birthday. I love it when tapes, thought lost, turn up, or better yet, when they turn up and no one even knew they existed. That's partly the story of our next two selections. First, Charlie Mingus from the Cornell Sessions in 1964. These tapes were uncovered by Sue Marcus, the widow of the legendary bass player, composer, and arranger, nearly 20 years ago. Then they were misplaced again, found again, and now Blue Note Records is releasing this concert as a 2-CD set. The Charles Mingus Sextet was making groundbreaking music, and some of it isn't easy on the ears. It can be aggressive, playful, and often challenging. I'm going to play one of the lighter cuts on the CD because, for non-jazz fans, at least it's a tune you know, and after you hear the theme, try to hold on to the melody while you listen to how the soloists do the same. in honor of St. Patrick's Day, the band broke in to this rendition of When Irish Eyes Are Smiling.
Thank you.
Charles Mingus on that driving stand-up bass, along with his sextet, that include Johnny Coles on trumpet, Eric Dolphy playing various instruments at this concert, including alto saxophone, flute, and bass clarinet. Clifford Jordan was on tenor, Jackie Biard on piano, and Danny Richmond was the drummer. From a recording never before released, recorded at Cornell University. And though I played a bit of a novelty tune, this is an amazing CD with numbers that take some incredible journeys, including a few that go on for a half hour. You're connected to All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan. On the 26th of April, 1968, songwriter, singer, and guitarist Stephen Stills was at a recording session for his girlfriend Judy Collins. This is just after the breakup of the band Stills had been with for the past few years, Buffalo Springfield. That band included Neil Young. But it was also before the formation of Crosby, Stills, and Nash, and later Young. When Judy Collins finished her session, Stephen Stills handed an engineer a few $100, and the story goes he told the engineer to just roll tape. He did, and Stills recorded a series of songs that would define his songwriting. Sweet Judy Blue Eyes, not the only song he would write about Judy Collins, and there's also early versions of Helplessly Hoping and Wooden Ships. Stills leaves the tapes in the studio. 10 years later, the studio is being cleared out, and a rehearsing musician finds the tapes with Stephen Stills' name on it. It took musician Joe Colasurdo 25 years to get these tapes to Stephen Stills, and now they've just been released in all their naked splendor. Here's Stephen Stills and his guitar. The song's called Know You've Got to Run. Stephen Stills, from his 1968 recording, Believed Lost, now available for all to hear, and it's called Just Roll Tape.
What you're about to hear is me dropping a quarter on the table.
Speaking of just rolling tape.
There. What you're about to hear is me dropping a nickel on the table.
This is Thurston Moore at age 13, 10 years before anyone would know him for his noisy, inventive guitar playing in the band Sonic Youth.
There. Perpendicularly, the dime hit the nickel, making the nickel hit the quarter. There.
Sonic Youth have been a band worthy of great respect. They're inventive, intriguing, and after all these years, still worth hearing. Thurston Moore has a new solo album out called Trees Outside the Academy. This tune's called Honest James. Our program is produced by Robin Hilton. Our intern's Patrick Frank. The engineer's Lamar Nickens. I'm Bob Boylan. For NPR Music, it's All Songs Considered.
James, I come back to your town. I take your shadow's mistress from my fertile ground. Never want to cry out, but it's gone on too long. Every song is empty without your friendly tongue. I come back on his James, your brother. He rolls into the darkness, and he needs you to be near. Why don't you just tell him what's inside your heart? Let love take over, you know the devil just ain't that smart. And I'll always love him. And I'll always love him. And I'll